W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Drizzling over here very lightly so far. Hopefully it'll start raining later. after I get to where I gotta be.
Actually, I'm out east right now, not too far from, I guess, Riverhead, but I'm heading west. We had a pretty good downpour in the morning, but it's lightening up now.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in Nassau County at the moment, and it's just drizzling. Yeah, I don't think it's, I don't, it hasn't rained in this general area, I guess, yet, although I thought it was coming from west to east. Perplexing.
Well, you know what they say. You know, when you have a lot of sunshine, sometimes you get rain, and this is it. So, but the weekend was absolutely fantastic.
Yep, seemed to have been rather nice. Pleasant day. Just a little bit on the sticky side right now, considering the temperature.
Yeah, the you could almost sense autumn is in the air, especially in the mornings and the evenings. But that's why we have the four seasons, which I happen to love. Anyway, it's raining a little bit heavier now. The weather said it was going to be on and off all day, so. Make up for everything that needs water. KA2YHY Mobile.
Yeah, well, now that I got the sprinklers fixed, it's probably going to rain for the rest of the month. Anyway, okay, I'm going to scoot out of here. I'm really not all that far from where I'm supposed to be. I just want to watch the traffic. I'm just getting on the southern state.
All right, very good. Have a good day. Catch you down the log. KA2YHY Mobile will be listening.
WBTZ.
KA2YHY listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KA2YHY.
KA2YHY, KD2KNH, good morning, Steve.
KNH, KA2YHY, good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, slight drizzle, which I don't mind, but it's a Monday after a week off. A little harder to get back into the car and get to work.
Yeah, and, you know, the past several days were very, very good, so. With all that sunshine, you know, you got to get a little rain, which is fine.
Exactly. We've been watering, but the lawn could definitely use a good downpour.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Anyway, I'm out here on Sunrise Highway heading westbound. And we are right now in the... I guess you could call it the Patchogue bottleneck.
Yes. If you remember many years ago, we had the Oakdale merge. And they supposedly fixed it, but it never got fixed.
Yeah, that's usually the way I go. We'll see what it looks like when I get there. But right now, yep. The big horse block road blockade.
Well, good luck with that. I'm heading southbound on 63 Ocean Avenue and just turning onto the expressway. I know there was a big accident at the next exit east, exit 64.
All right. Thanks for that. And hopefully I'll get through this. It's only just a short part, and then everything else should be good. Anyway, still drizzling here.
All right, looks like I'm getting into a real bunch of traffic ahead, so I'm just merging onto the expressway. So I'm going to run. You have a safe trip, and I'll catch you again. 82KNH, clear, 73.
73, catch you down the log. KD2KNH, KA2YHY. KA2YHY Mobile, listening.
W2BL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Yeah, Y2H, WBTCS. Morning, Steve, KCKND. Hi there. You still planning to head out east?
So far. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. I don't know. What's that, rain?
It's only water.
Well, it's good for the ducks. I'm not sure about the chickens. Still there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find something. Hold on. WB2ZS.
Well, as long as you have it cleared away, I guess that's a good thing now. You found what you were looking for.
Yeah. I'm going to take a run in to the repeater for a few minutes. And then I think I'm going to go out and see if they can arrange for me to pick that up.
Okay. I forgot what the heck we're doing here. That's to take the antenna out?
No, the antenna's dim already. No, I was going to try to do something, but Steve's not available today. He's available next Monday. So I'm going to just go up there and swap out one card to see if I can get the link straightened out. And I just want to take a look at some of the link received from Manhattan. And see if I can't square that away. What else? What's one other thing? Oh, yeah, I wanted to, if somebody's around that I can hear on there, I'll see if the audio's okay, because somebody had commented on that.
Yeah, I was wondering whether I could hear the audio out here, but I forgot. For me to hear it, I have to be in PLD code, is that correct? No, I have to be in PL.
No.
I should just hear it.
Well, half a watt or something like that. That's, sort of low, but I can hear it in Nassau, but I can't hear it further out.
Okay. And, there's something else I was going to say going up there. Steve had said that the antenna up there is a to receive antenna for the voters is it's a 440 to 450 antenna, I think.
Yeah, that's not the part that makes any difference. That the receiver will be pulling on that. The problem is it's probably like 50 years old.
Okay. And is it a full-size station master or a shorter antenna?
No, he seems to think it's a full-size station master. And, again, that's what I want to get in there with him one day and with the landlord.
to investigate that and the Yagi that's up there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, obviously that could have some effect on the whole system. And do we know where that antenna is? Is it up on the elevator shaft or lower down?
I do not have any idea. And I don't like anything up there at all to receive, so depending on what goes on.
All right. Get a chance to look at it. But all those little things here and there may add up to some of the problems that we're having, although that dropout, that's one of the things you're looking at today?
Yeah. I have that other exciter with me. I'm going to swap out.
Okay. And with the modules, are those the kinds of things where you actually take them and repair them, or do we need to find someone that can do that for us?
No, if it's a problem, I take care of it.
Okay. So we have to go through all the stuff that's in the shed to see what modules there are usable and what else there that we're not going to be using.
Yeah. I think Andy wants to play around with two of those 800 stations. So I will take care of that, and the other two we can leave it for a while.
Yeah. Well, we did a little bit of straightening out there, but I think we have to, when you open up and you have those plastic containers on the left-hand side, that's, we want to get those to the back wall and maybe move the shelf down a little bit. We'll get another shelf in there that stores more stuff. But it's not terrible. It's just I still need some organization and get rid of what we're not going to use.
Yes, I had noticed the straightening up part. Okay, let's see. I'm seeing red on the map ahead of me. Hold up.
Is he going to be standing by?
Slowed down a little bit. Anyway, I just got out of a doctor's appointment, so I'm sort of headed over that way right now.
Which way, to the shed or to Glen Oaks?
Oh, Glen Oaks. No, let's see, what do we got? Road work, 1 mile. Great.
Okay, and by the way, I think internet's being put in plain view on Thursday. I think that's the installation date.
Oh, that would be nice. Okay. Certainly solve one problem. Do you know what the status of the router that's currently there is?
No, and I don't know if they give us a new router. They probably do. But, no, I don't know the status. It's old. You know, back in the old days when the system was first being put together, we were buying inexpensive routers. But I think Plainview with the routing system has been there now probably at least 15 years. And I think that's the second router, maybe the third.
82 IKM. It's my old router.
It's John's old router, I heard. Yeah, actually, I forgot it's Fios. Yeah, they do give you a 4-port router with built-in Wi-Fi.
Yeah, good morning, John. I'm not sure about Wi-Fi in that environment, so I guess it can work. John?
Well, the only difficulty there is Lou's going to have to reconfigure all the ports and forwarding a router. Unless we take the router and run the router to the old router, and then it can stay the same.
Less is better.
Yeah, too many things. And plus, we really don't know the condition of the router there. But I think the cabinet's getting cleaned up by everything that's being done. So we'll see. But hopefully it'll be in Thursday, and we'll be up and running Thursday evening.
Optimum.
Horizon. Sounds of silence. Steve?
No, I prefer BIOS. I don't particularly care for the other guy.
So Steve, let me ask you a question. How difficult it is to take a rack, plug those cards in, run tests through those cards that are over the storage facility?
Not hard at all, but I think I had checked all of them before I brought them out.
Went through all the cards that we got from Eric?
I went through the cards that are in the current frames out there. I didn't know there was, was it in one of those boxes?
Yes, boxes, not box, boxes.
No, and yes you can. And most of those were given to him as parts, so I don't know if they work or if he got some of them working or not. But, yeah, you take one of the frames home, sit it on the desk, and plug stuff in. The only thing is, you can check things out, but you do need an extender board to do any kind of tuning.
Well, I'm willing to sit down on a Wednesday with you if you want. The rack here. And extender board. Have coffee and plug cards in and mark them good, no good, good, no good.
Yeah, let me find out what's going on, because I do schedule personal stuff for those days. Like I got my nephew coming over this Wednesday to help me clean out my shed.
What, are you having a garage sale?
No, I'm keeping the garage. Anyway, clean things out and organize things right now. I obviously do have stuff that I'll be getting rid of, but, one thing at a time. I got to find it first.
I'm going to stay on the side here, guys, just looking for something. KCK and me.
Okay. Anyway. There we go. WB2CSD. Thank you. WB2ZSE test. Hello, 123.
WB2ZSE test, 12.
BQCSE. Hey Steve, are you trying to get help or are you just talking to yourself?
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Okay, one more thing to do.
Clean up here, but trying to see what I got done.
I was trying to ask you if you want somebody to talk to, or you're just doing your own thing over there.
Right now, the latter is correct. Bear with me. I just got to clean a few things up, take some stuff with me.
Where are you, Queens, or are you in out east?
Excuse me? Yeah, I'm going to be a few minutes. WB2ZSE.
I just asked if you were in Queens or if you were out east.
Currently Queens.
Copy.
Okay.
BTCS. Yeah, K2KMB, WB2ZSE.
WH2CDL on the train, you should hear me better. I'm heading home from further east.
Yeah, no, nothing, Andy. And this is going to require some looking into. I don't even hear it out here with B-Trans sitting here.
Well, I can hear it from my house because I'm on a good antenna, but I don't hear it on the service monitor. I got to put it on the outside antenna. It's not that strong. I thought from up there, from that height, it should be a lot stronger.
Never mind. Hello. Boy, it's distorted as anything. Why is hello? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Have you been up there yourself?
I just came down. Do me a favor. Sure.
Came down to which location? I'm talking about Manhattan. Where were you? Were you in Manhattan or Glen Oaks?
No, I'm in front of the building in Glen Oaks. Okay. I'm keying it up. I can hear myself, but it sounds like Drex.
Let me go over there and listen. I'm just curious. Stand by.
Okay. Hello. It's either that or maybe I put it in the radio wrong. Gonna have to check that out. WA2CDL, WB2CS. Do you hear me? Hello, 1, 2, 3, 5. WB2CSE. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How's that? Well, I guess not. WB2CSE. Andy, if you're hearing me, I'll be on the phone.
All right, just 1 second.
I got a feeling I programmed my radio and I did a typo. Okay, I'll be on the phone for a few minutes.
I got to remember to get off the next stop. If I get distracted, I'm going to miss my stop. All right. Valley Stream. Okay, good. All right. I'll talk to you soon. I didn't make the TechNet last night. I have an article that I want to talk about.
Yes, yes. You mentioned you had the article. Unfortunately, right now, I can't remember what the subject was. But you did comment you'd be thrilled if I could be there. And I was there and noticed you weren't, but figured no big deal, life interferes. But not to worry, I caused complete chaos in your absence nonetheless.
Oh, okay, that's good that you were there, that's good. I'm assuming the normal miscreants were there. The miscreants? I'm saying it right. That's good. By the way, you know what I found? I have this microchip, which you're familiar with because you did programming on a PIC controller. I have the development board for that, which has a big LCD display and a few other things.
Did you turn it over to me? It dropped out very suddenly. If you're hearing me, you're gone. Let me know when you come back. WB2EAB.
No, I'm on the train. The conductor came over and asked for my ticket. So I had to give him my ticket.
Yes, I know that drill. I know that drill. All right. Yes, you went off at the idea about the board with the display. My question to you, have you hooked up the whole thing to see if it really still does work and play nicely with others?
Hold on a second. Stand by. They're making an announcement. Alright, I forgot that I had this. It's a development kit, and that's used for a contest for building. And it comes with two CDs. The problem is, I don't think I have a CD reader. I gotta look. Nobody uses CDs anymore. But I have a guy who will transfer the CDs. He's got a machine. He'll transfer it to a thumb drive. The software is on that. The development board has quite a bit of features. And I'll have to play with it. It's got some interface cables. There's a power supply that comes with it. And this was a contest where you build a circuit around a microcontroller. I think it's the PIC F30, which I'm not familiar with that one. I got to look that one up. And then you submit the design, and you win a prize. And it tells you all about it. Kind of interesting. I'm going to have to... I just found this. I had this in my archives, and I didn't even... And I remember getting this years and years ago. I never used it. It's just been sitting.
WB2ZOC.
I see. You know, he was calling. If you guys want to talk shop, I will sit in the back.
No, not me.
Alright, so I can continue what I was going to ask, Andy?
Why not?
Andy, first of all, are you sure this contest is still in effect? You made it sound like you developed some piece of paper crumbling with age. Is it current? Here comes my second and main point. Listen carefully. I don't care what you have. Either it all works or you have nothing. They have been changing it over the years that if you can't get that to work, you have to start all over from scratch. So what you have counts for nothing. Andy?
Yeah, I understand that. The date on it, I looked up the date. 2004. It's old. 2004. But the development board is a good thing to have.
I repeat, if you can't get the whole system to work together, you have nothing, because everything you have is obsolete. If you can get it to work, you're fine. You'll do fine. But you can't. There is absolutely no spit and bailing wire in this world that will patch it up. You have to start all over. Steve, do you want to take a full turn?
No, actually, I'm just looking to see if something's working. You guys are doing a fine job helping me.
Wait a minute. I'm helping you. I can't allow that.
Sorry.
Andy?
Well, I don't know how much of a help I'm going to be. I'm on the train with a portable. So, my signal's not going to carry as far as yours. But I only have 3 more stops, and I'll be home.
Uh-oh, he's disappearing again. More conductors?
Did you hear it?
I think you're in a tunnel or something. I have to ask you, why are you heading home on a Monday morning? Do you have to pull some kind of an all-nighter shift? Otherwise, it makes no sense at all.
I'm coming from the New York City Transit facility. I went there to do a job. They said they made a mistake. I cannot do the job today. There's a meeting going on. And they said come back next week. So when I made the appointment with them, appointment's not the right word. When I made arrangements with them to show up today, they said it was fine because they want me to look at the piece of equipment. When I got there, they said, we made a mistake. You can't look at the equipment because that room is being used for training. Come back next week. So I'm heading home.
Oh, that's a lot more benign than what I was worried, that they had you come in and do some emergency panic move 24-7 until it was done. All right, look, you're dealing with a bureaucracy, and that's what happens. I have a similar bureaucracy story. When I was working for Northrop Grumman, I would often get a call from where the planes were at the Navy base, Patuxent River, Maryland. We're having a problem. Ed, can you be here at 10 a.m. tomorrow? We have the plane reserved in the hangar for you. So I say, sure, I leave work early. I get home, I pack up, make sure I have all of my tickets and everything. I get up before dawn, I get a really early flight out. I then drive a couple of hours, I get there at 10 a.m., and they very sheepishly said, ahem, ahem. Can you come back at 6 p.m.? And that's when I went sightseeing. I think Steve is still there.
No, nothing like getting paid for sightseeing. Hey, I got a question for both of you. I want to see, because something jogged my memory before, and this is actually something either of you two might remember.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm probably going to wind up going to an address that sounded awfully familiar to me. Okay. 15 Osser Avenue in Hopog.
I believe it's Osser. I know roughly where it is, but I can't very well give you point-to-point directions while pulling over and whipping out my smartphone.
Kramer Electronics was on Osser Avenue. Kramer.
Yeah, but Osser Avenue has about 100... places like that on it.
Yeah, it's just that particular address sounds real familiar. And I you know, it's like, you know, it sounds familiar, but I couldn't remember who it was. And it's going back a long way. I think it was an electronics company that was started with some people that were originally at Arrow many years ago.
Was it Kramer? Because that's, I have the catalog. Was it Kramer, Steve?
I don't remember.
I have the catalog for Kramer. I can look it up.
I'd be curious.
Wait a minute. Andy's on the Long Island Railroad. He's going to be home for a little while. Are you heading that way now, Steve? On my two senses, I'll bet you a cup of coffee that when you get there, you will say, of course, I know this this firm.
Well, I know the company that I'm going to currently, but I'm trying to remember who was there. I know that address is familiar, and I just can't remember who it was in the past. And yes, I know where it is. I don't need directions. And I'm waiting for a phone call back from somebody there so I can make arrangements to pick something up.
Wait a minute. That's, when you work, you're in Queens. This is not work. This is something else, is it?
Yes, that's correct. This is for the, this is an antenna mount I've got to pick up for the new location that the club has.
Primo is an electronics parts distributing company, like Allied Radio. So if that's the, if that's what you're getting, that would make sense. But then I don't think it's trailer anymore. I don't even know the name, but I can look it up. But their catalog was pretty big.
Wait a minute, Steve, are you home?
No, I'm not far from you. Actually, I'm near Home Depot in Jericho. In fact, I'm looking at the building.
No, you're not near me. I'm right now in Bethpage. I'm bringing my car into something. Actually, I'm bringing my wife's car into something, but that's neither here nor there.
So, okay, well, I got to kill a little bit of time, so maybe I'll head over that way and say hi.
No, here's the story. My wife's car needs a new tire, but they had a problem getting the perfect match in. And the decision was, they now have it. If I come there right now, they'll throw it on as soon as I get there. I should be out of there in 20 minutes. So don't try tracking me down.
Okay, 20 minutes sounds a little optimistic, but, you know, I'm assuming it's a rear tire and doesn't have to be, well, it'll probably have to be balanced, but maybe not a line.
Correct, it's a rear tire. Yeah, the standard, you know. Pull up the old one, put the new one on the rim, balance it, throw it on. If they didn't lie to me, you know, I called them up and said, did you ever get the stupid tire? They said, yeah, but don't come yet. I said, when? They said, how about 11? I said, deal. Let's see if they lied to me.
Okay.
I'm now off the train, walking home.
And as I recall, it's not a very far walk.
One block, that's it.
Oh, and to answer an earlier question, yeah. The ticket last night, the usual suspects were in fine form.
That'll keep Loy happy.
Oh, he was thrilled. I could almost imagine the blue flames coming out of his ears.
No, he's pretty good at that stuff. He's good. All right, very good. I'm walking home.
No, in all seriousness, Roy sent me an unsolicited email last night thanking me for helping him. He wasn't sure he could have kept it together without my help.
That's good, that's good. Yeah, because he's always looking for the new material.
Oh, he got plenty of his new material. It might have been even better if it wasn't completely illogical.
WB2ZSE.
I'm here. WB2EAD will be clear, presumably, for 20 minutes. Let's see.
Okay, I got a phone call. Bye.
I got a question for you, Ed.
Talk fast.
Are you familiar with the radar called Cave Paws? The one that's off the coast of, there's one in Rhode Island, I believe, and there's one in Massachusetts on Cape Cod. But with this particular radar system that interferes with us and makes musical notes and sounds, you know what I'm talking about?
Not especially, but I will wager I am familiar with it enough to answer your questions, because I did see some inkling about this, and I think I know where you're headed. Is it available in nominally 20 minutes?
Hopefully my radio won't drop out. Okay. Well, apparently it was interfering a lot with UHF, with our UHF repeater. And I heard it as well. But then again, I also heard that there was a large discharge of I can't think of the name, you know, from the sun. There was a corona discharge from the sun that would cause interference, and that was doing it.
I have to go. I will be back in 20 minutes or so. And yes, I'm aware of a corona discharge. I'm aware of UHF radars. And I'm going to be silly and say, I'm probably coming before I clear on, yes, the corona discharge is scheduled to land in Corona, Queens, due to the name similarity. But that's WB3HRT, phenomenally 20 minutes. I promise I will be back.
I won't. As soon as I get home, I'm going to have some food, and then I'm going to be doing other things. I'll catch you later.
WA2CDLWA2CXR. Good morning, Andy.
If you call me, then good morning. I'm just heading down my block, walking with affordable.
No, I've been listening and waiting for an opportunity. I have to tune a multi-band trap dipole. I've assessed that one or both of the traps at 20 meters ain't working. But my question, quickly, can I tune this thing, at arm's length above the ground, get a reasonable point where to set the resonance for each of the parts of this antenna without having to hoist it up every time I make a change?
I'm assuming that you're putting the length. Well, so first of all, hold on a second. My battery's going to die in a minute. You're going to lose me. Let me go upstairs because I'm just about home.
Always. Goodbye.
Yeah, my battery's really low. My phone is ringing. I'll be right back.
Is on from the house.
And WB2ZSE is on from the car.
And WA2CXR is just on.
Alright, everybody should hear me very well. I'm on the, since I got my antennas up on the tower, I'm on the vertical, which is on the tower. The tower's cranked down, but I'm not that far from it. I'm only running, would you believe I'm running 1 watt of power? But I'm not that far. I'm just a stone's throw from the repeater. Okay, now let me just look. Let me listen to one more thing. Just stand by a second. I'm going to just change frequencies.
Okay. In the meantime, hi, Jay.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Andy. I'm working on this full multi-band antenna, and it's clear one of the two is not open because I can load the other band, but if one of the traps hit the ground when I cut the limb off, it hits the ground. So either the trap was damaged, coil was disfigured and then put through a frequency or opened up, or not opened up, but I don't know why. I may have to take a hacksaw and cut one tap off the enclosure, but the question I have today is, to make life easier, can I tune this antenna with it off the ground on my thing? Not having to bring it up to its, normal height of 30 or 40 feet.
That might be a question that Andy can probably answer better than I could, because it depends on the frequency and how high off the ground you are. Oh, hang on. Got another phone call. WB2ZSH.
All right, I'm WHCDO. Let me just unkey a second. Let me get the beep. All right, a couple of things. First of all, let me understand. The trap, you have a vertical... Well, you know what? Explain the whole thing again. You have a vertical antenna, a trap vertical, or is this a horizontal beam or what?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It's an inverted hanging V. About 30, the apex about 30 to 35 feet, and on the end about 20, 25 feet. And a storm, one of the segments broke behind the 20 meter trap. It has a 20 meter, 40 meter, and 80 meter trap. So I can go all the way up to 160, 20, 40, 80, and 160. So I replaced. I got the wire down that was hung up in the tree, and the trap hit the ground and fell from a height of about 20 feet, or somewhat hard surface, just the grass, unfortunately. When I went to put it on the air, I could not get a resonant frequency tune on it on 20 meters. So I disconnected both traps, and I tuned the antenna. The trap's back on. I can work the other band, but not 20. So one or both of those traps are bad. So I'm gonna get it up the other three bands. But my question is, do I have to raise and lower it every time when I start making tuning adjustments?
Because of ground reflections and the capacitance between ground, it's more of ground reflections. It's better to have it a few feet above the ground. If you're going to tune it, that's for sure. Because that's going to lower the impedance of the antenna, change the SWR, of course, when the impedance changes, and affect it. You know, normally an antenna should be a half wavelength above the ground in order for it to perform. At least that's what I read. because you do get, reflections from the ground. As far as the trap is concerned, how do you remove a trap in the first place and then tune the antenna? Isn't that a job? How is the trap connected where you can remove it just to tune the antenna without a trap? How does that work? And who makes this antenna? What's the company who makes it?
To Barker and Williamson. I bought it about 35 years ago. I had my CS. 40. Barry Electronics, or even Harrison, I don't know when I got it. It works great, because I have the vertical antenna tuned for a different spot on the band, which gives me more bandwidth for the antennas doing that. The trap is a canister, like an inch and a half PVC, about 6 inches and a half diameter. With two caps on the end, and in the center of the cap is an eye screw, which screws into the inside of the container and presumably makes contact with what's on the other side. I had to take one of the eye screws out of the trap to put a new solder lug in, and then they have done something to disturb the inside. I think, I take a hacksaw and cut one of the caps off from the side. It's a coil and a condenser. It's a, healthy there.
82 FIU Mobile.
Okay, George, recognize. Very good. Well, it just so happens I have those traps. Well, at least a few of them. I don't know which frequency trap you have, but I do have a B&W, or a few B&W traps, but I also have the tuning procedure for it. I know that, which I downloaded. I never put the antenna up, and I think I just got the traps itself. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when you said PVC, I think it's beige. I think the color of that PVC is beige. It's not white, and it's not black.
I think it's a beige color, if I'm not mistaken. You might correct me on that or confirm. So, and I know I have a few B&W traps because I got a box.